here's a story from The World.
If you know about some of the world's smallest nations, then you know about the postage stamp republic of San Marino. On Sunday, San Marino voted to legalize abortion, an historic referendum for an overwhelmingly Catholic country. Tiny landlocked San Marino in northeast Italy had completely banned abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. As Lucia Benavides reports, pro-choice activists are now hoping this win can influence other nearby countries as well.
Dozens of abortion rights activists gathered Sunday evening at a bar in San Marino to watch the results from the referendum come in. By nighttime, the place was festive. Local news channels were reporting that 77% of voters had cast their ballots in favor of legalizing abortion up until the 12th week, rejecting a 150-year-old law that criminalized abortion.
We were shocked, and it was a wonderful feeling.
Karen Bruccoli is the president of the San Marino Women's Union, the organization behind the referendum.
It feels good to wake up in a country and know that I am a person who can decide on my own body.
After nearly 20 years of lobbying for the legalization of abortion, the feminist group decided to do what other countries like Ireland or the UK territory of Gibraltar had done, hold a referendum. To secure a vote, they needed 1,000 signatures from all over the 24-square-mile country. San Marino sits atop a mountain close to the Adriatic Sea and has a population of 33,000. They got 3,000 signatures.
We think that San Marino was ready to be part of Europe and part of the civil and modern countries of the world.
San Marino has a long history of independence and Catholic influence. The country was founded in the 4th century by a saint fleeing persecution in the Roman Empire. It's remained sovereign since. They claim to be the world's oldest and smallest republic. For decades, people in San Marino have been traveling to neighboring Italy to get an abortion, where the procedure has been legal since 1978, and paying up to $2,000. But in recent years, abortion access in Italy has been hindered by the increasing number of doctors who refuse to carry out the procedure. That's left some areas without any abortion providers. Antonella Mularoni, from the Committee Against the Referendum, says she fears Italian women will now be coming into San Marino for abortions.
So, you know, if you have a legislation which is more favorable to abortion rather than the Italian one, of course, you might have women coming to San Marino.
It's still unclear exactly what San Marino's abortion law will look like. Legislators have 6 months to draft a bill before voting on it in Parliament. But Mularoni, who is a former head of state of San Marino, says she didn't like the wording included in the referendum question, which would allow for abortions after the 12th week if the mother's health is at risk or in cases of fetal malformation.
We are very much worried that when there are children who are diagnosed with some pathologies, well, they could be theoretically aborted until the 9th month.
Abortions after the second trimester, however, are extremely rare, says Irene Donadio from the International Planned Parenthood Federation. She says she hopes the win in San Marino will inspire more debate in small countries with abortion bans like Andorra and Malta.
It will be a galvanizing effect, for sure, because it's an extra pressure.
But Donadio says for abortion rights activists, there's still work to be done. Last week, a new bill was introduced into the Polish parliament that would make all abortions a criminal offense. For The World, Lucia Benavides.
From PRX.